Well, hello again. Tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. We've been speaking this last number of weeks about grace. Yeah, what a wonderful subject. And today I want to speak about marks of grace. Marks of grace that the believer has. Marks of grace. The first thing I want to draw to your attention is this, that grace believers trust that they are saved entirely and utterly by someone else. Well, who's someone else, Brother Miles? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the marks of the grace believer. Are you a grace believer? Do you believe that you're saved entirely and utterly by the Lord Jesus? Well, amen. I'm glad you do. Now, grace believers believe that their sole qualification for salvation is found not in their worthiness, oh my, oh no, but in their unworthiness. That's our qualification, that we're unworthy. And the grace believer sees Christ as his complete acceptance before the Father. Check it out, Philippians 3:4-9. The grace believer holds that Christ alone is his Savior. He believes in the four great no's of the Christian faith. Do you know what they are? No's, four no's. No priest but Christ. No sacrifice but Calvary. No confessional but the throne of grace. No authority but the word of God. Another thing about grace believers is grace believers understand that to know Christ and him crucified is not the minimum of spiritual knowledge, but the maximum. The grace believer knows that all doctrines find their hub in Christ crucified. All doctrines, indeed, lead to and from Christ, the Christ of the cross. All teaching, all responsibilities, all Christian activities find their center in Christ crucified. In Christ alone, the grace believer discovers the treasures of wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding. Check it out, Isaiah 45:3, Colossians 2:3. The third thing I want to say about grace believers is that as they grow in grace, rather than becoming self-satisfied and hard-spirited, they continue to develop in their understanding of their lack of worth. As the gospel hammer breaks them, they increase in the comprehension that they have received favor not because of themselves, but because of being in Christ. They understand that Christ's worthiness, oh, his worthiness, is the source of all our blessings. 1 Corinthians 4:7. And grace believers know that they already have full favor of God. Did you hear that? You already have it. Are you a believer? You already have the full favor of God. That's the fourth thing. Yeah. It's not because of any works that you've done or are doing, but you have full favor if you're a believer. You have the full favor of God because of Christ alone. And by faith, the grace believer grasps that the Father is well pleased with them and indeed rejoices over them. Check it out, Zephaniah 3:17. I didn't make that up. Zephaniah 3:17. Indeed, the Father can't be more delighted with his people than he already is. Oh, I wish we would believe that. Grace believers know that we're not accepted by having our own righteousness, which comes by fulfilling rules and regulations. That rule, this rule, the other rule. No, we are in Christ to have Christ's entire righteousness credited and reckoned to us. Again, see Philippians 3:9. And as the grace believer grows, he grows in grace. Grace believers therefore refuse to make resolutions and vows and pledges to enable them to serve God in a fuller way, brother. No, grace believers put no confidence in the flesh, Philippians 3:3. The fifth thing I want to say about grace believers is that we're not so foolish as to try those self-improvement techniques. Instead, they focus on Christ and his glory. They know that change comes from looking outside ourselves looking towards him, the glorious person of Christ. They rejoice in 2 Corinthians 3:18, which says, But we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed. Oh, how are we changed? By self-effort? No, by beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The next thing I want to say about grace believers, we are confident of God's past, present, and future grace, yet we refuse to make a practice of abusing that grace. Grace, not law, teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Grace, not law, teaches us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12. Check it out. Titus 2:11-12. The eighth thing I want to say is grace believers are learning not to get too discouraged, permanently discouraged by their performance. Man, if you focus on yourself, you're going to be, unless you're a hypocrite, you're going to get discouraged by your performance. Instead of that, a grace believer is learning to focus on Christ and his performance on our behalf. One of the grace believers' theme song could well be, "It is finished, yes indeed." No, I'm not going to sing it, but "It is finished, yes indeed." Finished every jot. Believer, this is all you need. Tell me, is it not? Till to Jesus' work we cling by a simple faith. Doing is a deadly thing. Doing ends in death. I cast my deadly doing down, down at Jesus' feet. I stand in him alone, gloriously complete. The next thing I want to say about the grace believer is, the grace believer is humbled by the reality that in himself, in herself, he, she, they are wretches. We are wretches. Because of this, he discovers he has no room to practice arrogance and pride. A prideful Christian, what a thing. What have you got to be proud about? Our only boast is the Lord Jesus. The next thing I want to say is the grace believer holds that love for God and service to him do not arise from an obligation to repay God. On the contrary, the grace believer knows that we love God because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Devotion to God comes through the gospel. Number 11, the grace believer does not believe that blessings come as the result of our acts of consecration to God. That's to reverse the God's order. That's to teach law and not gospel. Well, what do you mean? Well, the legalist makes man's blessing dependent upon his personal dedication and devotion. Also, the legalist insists that the more we consecrate ourselves to God, the greater will be our blessing. Whew. According to this scheme, we move the hand of God by our works. To think like this, boy, do you know what that is? To think like this, that's to remove yourself from the enjoyments of gospel blessings. It's to cease to look to Christ alone as our source of blessing and only acceptance before God. And the 12th and final thing I want to say is the grace believer knows that grace has not made him a debtor to God, not made her a debtor to God, not made them a debtor to God, not made us a debtor to God. The grace believer does not try to repay the debt of grace we feel we owe. The grace believer holds that God, in giving his grace, did not put us into a contract with him accompanied by clauses and conditions. You have to do this before you get grace. You have to do that before you get grace. No. If I could do something to get grace, it wouldn't be grace. So let me summarize this for you. It is grace that saves and grace alone. It is faith alone which receives that grace alone in the person of Christ alone. and has everything that he has accomplished. The grace believer does not serve God because he feels he owes God something. Rather, he serves God because he loves God, and he loves God because God first loved him. And that's grace, and we are living in it, and that's the gospel truth. Hey, if I can help you in any way spiritually, if you want to talk to me about something, email me, miles@milesmckee.com. Yeah, and if you like today's message and want to read more of these things, you can get, what's it called? Oh God, The Gospel Truth About Grace. It's one of my books. It's The Gospel Truth About Grace and Living in It. Grace and Living in It. You can get that along with my other books on Amazon. So I'm delighted that you were with me today, with us all. And if this helped you and you feel it would help somebody else, send it to them. Yeah, let's spread the good grace message. It's wonderful, isn't it? To be saved by grace, not by your efforts, but by grace alone. And hey, every Wednesday, I write the Wednesday Word. And we talk about the grace of God and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to subscribe to that, please do. Just email me, miles@milesmckee.com. And just put subscribe in the subject bar. And that's it. And hey, bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.